how is the U.S. going to own Gaza? Your White House has made clear taxpayer dollars won't be used for this. So what money are you going to use to buy Gaza?
We're not going to buy anything. We're going to have it. We're going to keep it, and we're going to make sure that there's going to be peace, and there's not going to be any problem, and nobody's going to question it. And we're going to run it very properly, and eventually we'll have economic development at a very large scale, maybe the largest scale on that site. And we'll have lots of good things built there, including hotels and office buildings and housing and other things. And we'll make that site into what it should be. And the people from Gaza who wouldn't be able to be there for years, because you're talking about just to get it and prepare it and to take care of all of the problems that currently it has.
President, you were saying that Palestinians will live somewhere else safe. Where exactly do you want them to live?
Well, it's not where I want them to live. It's going to be where we ultimately choose as a group. And I believe we'll have a parcel of land in Jordan. I believe we'll have a parcel of land in Egypt. We may have someplace else. But I think when we finish our talks, we'll have a place where they're going to live very happily and very safely. And, you know, don't forget, they only want to be on the Gaza Strip because they don't know anything else. They've never had an alternative. And they don't want to be on the Gaza Strip, but they have no choice. They have to be. And they're being killed there at levels that nobody's ever seen. No place in the world is like as dangerous as the Gaza Strip. They don't want to be there. They have no alternative. When they have no alternative, not one person will want to stay where they are. Nobody wants to stay there. They're living in hell. It's a death trap.
Mr. President, how do you know that the Palestinians don't want to leave their land? Some people say this is ethnic cleansing. You won't be able to force them to leave their land.
We're moving them to a beautiful location where they have new homes, where they can live safely, where they'll have doctors and medical and all of those things. And I think it's going to be great. Yeah, any questions?